So today I just wanted to give us all a little bit of a recap. Since it's a multi-generational worship day, it is important that everyone, young and old, understand what it is that they were learning and what we had to learn at Vacation Bible School and got to learn. So are you all ready for this today? If you, my friends, adults and kids alike, are ready to learn about Vacation Bible School, say amen. All right, now the first thing that we need to do is we always started off our day with something that was called a crew chat. And so what this is going to be today is the people in your pews, you're going to have to get friendly. Remember, I'm going to be flexible. So the people in your pews, you're going to have a time that you're going to discuss some questions throughout the morning. The first question to get our thinking brains going is I want you to describe the characteristics of your best friend. Who are they? What are they like? How do they treat you? And how do you know that they are your best friend? So, kids over there, if you want to go run to your parents so you can have this conversation with them, go run to your parents. Go, go, go. Quick, quick, quick. And then you can come back. You can come back. Go run to your parents. Go, 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 go. Yes. And then you can come back here again when we're done. So, go to your crews and discuss the characteristics of your best friend. What are they like? How do they treat you? And how do you know they're your best friend? Ready, go. 2 minutes. All righty then. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now to get everyone's attention in Vacation Bible School, we did secret, silent, super secret silent clap. And when I said clap, we all clapped our hands and then everyone got quiet. So let's give it a shot. Super secret silent clap. Shh, okay, good job. Okay, so what are some characteristics of your best friend? Just shout them out. Kindness, playable, joy, fun. What other characteristics over here? Characteristics of best friends. What is it? Helpful. What'd you say? No. Others? Go ahead. Nice. Very good. Sense of humor. I love it. I love it. Amy, what did you say? Attentive. Very good. Alamunda, characteristics of best friends? Good listener. Wonderful. Those are all great characteristics of best friends. Isn't it wonderful to have best friends? This week at Vacation Bible School, we learned what it meant to be best friends with God and that God is friends to us as well. And every day we learned something that was called a Bible point. And each of those Bible points helped us to understand a different characteristic of his friendship. So, Vacation Bible School people, we're going to go over the points. You remember what to do. After I say the point, you say, thanks God, and clap your hands. So this week we learned that God is a friend who's real. And we learn that God is a friend who loves. Thanks, God. And we learn that God is a friend who we can trust. Thanks, God. And God is a friend forever. Thanks, God. And God is a friend for everyone. That was awesome. Today, what I want us to do is focus in on one of those Bible points. And the Bible point I want to focus in for everyone that basically makes us understand all the other Bible points, because we all have friends and best friends that we just talked about, but what makes God different is that he is a friend forever. Our God is a friend forever.
Thanks, God.
So let's dive in on that and let's kind of see what we have to talk about that. He is a friend forever, and the most amazing friendship that we have in God comes through his son, Jesus Christ, and through him, that relationship will never be pulled apart. So, how many of you remember the movie Toy Story? Raise your hand if you remember a Toy Story. Okay, very good. Now, do you remember what does Andy do to his toys to say that those toys are his? Does anyone remember? He puts his name on the bottom. Look at that picture. Here you go. See that? So when Andy wants to say that his toys are his, that he has claimed them, that no one can take them away, he writes his name on the bottom of that foot. And those toys, they loved Andy. They looked forward to playing with Andy. They couldn't wait until Andy got home. But as the movies progressed and more sequels came out, Toy Story 2, 3 and 4. I think there's a 5 because Tom Hanks needs money, but I don't know. So I think so. But there, as the movies went on, Andy grows up and no longer wants to play with his toys. Everyone go, oh, like this. And his name begins to fade away on his on their shoes. And ultimately, he gives his toys off to another kid to play with, which is fine. Sometimes, everyone, listen up to here. Super secret, silent clap over here, boys and girls. Let me see your eyes. Sometimes in our lives, our best friends can come and go. Sometimes we move. Sometimes we get into other activities in school. You play sports, you play music, and your friend group kind of changes in and around. And sometimes we grow apart from those friends, and new friends come into our lives. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's all part of growing up, meeting new people, learning from them, and being good friends in and out of those seasons of life. I have one best friend from high school that I still kind of talk to, and maybe two or three best friends from college, and we all live in different places. And so we can't do the things that we used to do that best friends typically do, but we can still kind of talk to each other. But what we learn about God's friendship is that he doesn't come and go like the seasons change, and no matter how far we move away to different places, or in our minds from God, he remains forever. In fact, in the Bible, everyone say the Bible. In the Bible, Isaiah 49, say that. Isaiah 49, it tells us that a lot like Andy, God has not necessarily written his name, but he's written our names on his hands. Everyone hold your hand and write your name. Isaiah 49 says, God has written our names on his hands to remind us that we are in his hands forever, and nothing, no one, no thing can ever take us from his hand. Go into your cruise and describe the feelings that rise up in your heart, knowing the truth that God has written your name on his hands and no one can take you from him. Talk to your parents, go. What does it mean that God has written your name on his hands? What feelings rise up in your heart to know that no one can take you from the Lord? Go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Super secret silent clap. Okay, so what kind of feelings rose up? Shout them out. What is it? Joyful. What other ones? Go ahead. Love. All right, adults, what feelings rose up knowing that Jesus has you in his hands forever? What feelings? Go ahead, adults. Grateful. Special. Belonging. Comfort. Wonderful. Safety and security. Yes, I was just talking to one of my friends over there, and I said, you know, bad things can happen in life. We know that. But God sees us through. In fact, in Vacation Bible School, we shared the story of Jesus in the boat and the storms were happening. And we called everyone's attention to understand that Jesus didn't stop the storm from happening in the first place, but he was there to see them through and to control the things that they are going through. So yes, we can feel safe and secure in his hands forever because God is a friend forever. And we can always trust in that love and the love that he showed us in Jesus, because in Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross, and which we learned on Thursday, opens the way that we can live with God and Jesus forever. Now, not only is God a friend for us forever, but the other thing that we learn is that we can be godly friends to other people because how he has loved us. In fact, he wants us to do that. That though we have encounters of new friends, we can be the type of godly friend to them so that they see the hope that we have and understand who God is as well. This does remind me of a story in the Bible. Everyone say, Bible.
Bible.
And everyone say, Ruth.
Ruth.
And Naomi.
Naomi.
Okay, so Ruth and Naomi. Naomi is a mother-in-law, which means Ruth married one of Naomi's sons. But unfortunately, Naomi's sons and husband all died. Everyone go, aw. And Naomi was very, very sad. And she told her daughters-in-law, just leave me alone and go and find yourselves new husbands and go live happy lives. Because in those times, unfortunately, women needed to have a husband. They needed to have that security in them. And if they didn't, they were often kind of left off to the side and hoping for some sort of help from other people. So Naomi didn't want that for Ruth and her other daughter-in-law, and she said, just go. But Ruth said, you know what? And gave the most powerful statement of friendship, of godly friendship that we have in the Bible. Listen to what Ruth says to Naomi when Naomi tells her to go. Ruth says, don't tell me to leave. Don't tell me to leave or to return from following where you go, Naomi. For where you're going to go, I want to go. And where you live, I want to live. And whoever your people are, I want them to be my people as well. And your God, the most important, my God. Wherever you die, I will die, and there I will be. Anything but death parts me from you. And when Naomi saw that Ruth was so determined and really wanted to be with her, she said, okay. But here's the best part of the story. Because Ruth never left Naomi's side, when they moved to a new place, Naomi realizes that there is a dude, a man here in this town, that is a relative to her husband. And that guy named Boaz. Say Boaz. And Boaz saw Ruth and was like, hey, we could be good friends. And that good friends progressed into them becoming husband and wife. Everyone go, aw. And because Ruth never left Naomi, Boaz said, listen, I will take care of Naomi too. And what Naomi realized is what we've been realizing all week long, that her God is a God forever. Her God is a God forever. And he did not leave her alone, even though the storm was swirling around her and she didn't know what to do, because Ruth showed godly friendship and stayed with Naomi to the very, very end. Naomi was redeemed. Say redeemed. Redeemed. Which means she was made new. She was restored to her status of security and safety. Amen. And so, my friends, what we need to remember, and what everyone remembered here at Vacation Bible School, is our God is not only our friend, but he is our Savior and Redeemer. Everyone say amen. Amen. And through his son Jesus, he lays his life down for us so that we may live with him forever. God is a friend who is real. God is a friend who loves. God is a friend who we can trust.
Thanks, God.
God is a friend forever.
Thanks, God.
And he is a friend for everyone.
Thanks, God.
Which means we can be friends to everyone too because of his friendship and love in us. And if we go out and share that same type of friendship with other people, loving them the way God has loved us, the hope is they will see Jesus in us and say, hey, tell me about him. And then they get to know about the forever relationship they can have with God. Amen?
Amen.
Now let us pray. Put your left hand out like this. Put your right hand out like this. Clap them together. And let's take a prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your forever relationship, that you promise that you have written our names on the palms of your hands. And like a father would hold their child, you hold us, dear God, and keep us from all harm, and that you keep us safe and secure in your love, promising us a forever relationship with you. We give you thanks for that, Lord. We give you thanks in your friendship and love for us, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow. You, my friends, go nowhere by accident. Everywhere you go, God has sent you. And remember that he sends you as his forever friend. And so as you go and you leave here today, be that godly friend to somebody else so that they can see the hope and the love that you have in Jesus Christ and ask you the question, why do you have such hope? And who is this Jesus? Go in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said, amen.